Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, folks, we have the Minnesota State Fair coming up at the end of next month. That goes for 12 days. 12 hours a day. If you'd like to volunteer, we would love to have the help. We have an opportunity of reaching up to about 3 million people over that 12-day span. And we are in the Minnesota Grandstand, so we'd love to have you there. And again, it's a huge opportunity to really reach out to the people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with that said, friends, I want to cover something in just a couple minutes, creating a world without you. Really what's happening here is the Fourth Reich is in operation incrementally through the likes of the World Economic Forum. In Klaus Schwab, and that's exactly what they're establishing, and it's interesting what's happening over in France. I want to show you some of the things that they're doing. They're trying to create a world without God. That's what dictators do. It's never going to happen, never has, and it never will, okay? The seed of the righteous as well, church, be comforted in this. The seed of the righteous is forever. You're not going anywhere. If we lose our life in the process of going forward in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2, then so be it. Then we can really take part in what those that went before us had to do when they laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice too, and giving us the freedoms that we had so we can pass the baton on to future generations. Don't just pray about, Lord, give them a future and a hope. No, the Lord looks at us and says, do all that you can do. And yes, pray, but do all that you can do with your feet in the process, expecting me to answer the way that I promised I would, because that's exactly what he did for our forefathers. So, with that said, we're going to be talking about that in just one moment here. I'm going to highlight a couple other things that are pretty disturbing as well. And again, folks, this stops when we say enough is enough. Put that up against Isaiah 26, verse 9. I wanted to cover this because people don't understand. They think that when you become a Christian, that they're doing something within their own power to convert and to transform themselves into the born-again experience. It's nothing that you do. It's nothing that you've done. It's everything that he does and everything that he has done. And probably not in that order, but that's exactly how it is. There's nothing you can do within yourself to cause yourself to be saved. Okay, he does all of that. That's the born-again experience, John 3:3. But I do want to say this, folks. When people get saved, they think that you have to act a different way, that you have to fake humility, that you have to, you know, well, you know what? Let me do it this way. What does it tell us in Numbers 12:3? Numbers 12:3 tells us that the man Moses was very meek. In some translations, it says that he was the meekest man alive, okay? Above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. That's what it tells us in Numbers 12:3. Now, power... Meekness is power under control, for the record. It's power under control. They said of John Knox, for example, the one that stood up all by himself in the 16th century against Mary, Queen of Scots, who did not bow the knee to her, but stood up to her. As a matter of fact, so much so that there's a famous quote from Mary, Queen of Scots, who said, "I fear his prayers, John Knox's prayers, more than all the armies of Europe." Because John Knox knew, and he said, there's a quote by John Knox, where he said, "One man with God is always in the majority." He lived that. He really lived that. But they said that when he would preach, he would start out just talking mellow, and then the anointing would drop. Isaiah 10:27, 1 John 2:27 as well. And they said before they knew it, within a minute, he was pounding on the pulpit. Whoa. Is that a meek man? Absolutely. That's a man that's dead to himself and alive to the power, the quickening spirit in the power of Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, I just gave you a quote from Numbers 12:3 where it said that Moses was the meekest man alive. And we get the picture in our mind right away that he's bowing and walking around like he's a defeated foe. Well, that's the furthest thing from the truth, because when you consider Moses and what God sent the meekest man alive to do, he was the one in Exodus 5:1 that actually went to the face of Pharaoh and commanded him to let my people go. Folks, humility is not the way that the American church has painted out humility to be at all. It's pathetic, and it's man-made. When they walk around like they're a defeated foe, that has nothing to do with the Christ. When you go to Luke 4:32, what does it tell us? When those that observed Christ in the flesh incarnate, they said they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And when you look at John 7:26, what does it tell us? Let's put it into biblical perspective. It tells us, "But lo, he speaketh boldly." That means forward to danger. Put that up against Proverbs 28 verse 1 as well. "But lo, Jesus spoke boldly, and they say nothing unto him." Right. And it also says that he spoke boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Now, I want to get this off during the first segment. Charles Finney was right when he said, humility is spoken of as if it consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness, whereas it is consistent, or it is consistent, no such thing. If humility consisted in a sense of unworthiness, the devil might be humble, and doubtless are, if this is humility. The convicted sinners might also be humble, and doubtless are, if this is humility. He said, "I scarcely ever in my life heard a minister speak of humility as if he had any different definition or definitely developed the idea of what it really was. Humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to our real character as to the one that God created." Okay, so when you see that false humility going around with these political pawns, 1 Kings 13, like the Pope and the Franklin Grahams, they're all the modern day Uncle Tom's friends. They're just keeping everybody in line, is what they're doing. If everybody looked to the Christ and understood the Christ by the Holy Ghost, they would understand that that is a false sense of humility at every given step. And I've seen it over and over again where people call themselves Christians, and it's like the furthest thing from. They're a defeated foe. Christ is not a defeated foe. The only ones that are defeated are those that remain in their sin, and they're dead in their sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15. And they stay in their sin. Therefore, they're going to go where sinners go when they're done. Those are the ones walking around in a false sense of humility. Real humility is being who you are in Christ, in power, in overcoming faith, being made more than conquerors through him that loved us, and understanding that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That is humility. Be who you are in Christ, folks, and let's understand the real authority that we're called to walk in. It's not to tuck tail and capitulate in the face of the enemy, who is a defeated foe, by the way. Luke 10:19. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back. I'm going to show you some videos. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Check out our schedule, folks. We're starting to fill up right now. Over the last couple months here, we're trying to make this window this summer an opportunity to write three books. I just finished, I think, my first book, and I've already got 90% of my second book done, and then I got a third book to do, and I'm also doing a new design for T-shirts for the Minnesota State Fair that provoke conversation concerning our history, both biblically and constitutionally. So there's a lot going on right now, and if you want to, again, partake with us at the Minnesota State Fair, which is at the end of next month, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-7 I'm sorry, 866-233-0747, forgive me. I want to show you something really quick. There's a couple things I need to show you before we get onto the main topic, which, by the way, is going to be a video, and it's of Klaus Schwab, what's going on overseas, and what it is that they mean to implement on a global scale. Yes, America's working with China. Yes, America's working with Klaus Schwab. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, Donald Trump was praising Schwab. The man's a devil, friends. He is a Nazi from start to finish, I'll explain that to you, and I'll expose him for who he is in just a couple minutes, because it does have everything in the world to do with who we are in this country. And friends, don't forget that what we're talking about here is no longer a theory to anybody. Nobody can call this a conspiracy theory anymore. They really couldn't if they knew the facts, and the only ones that were calling it the conspiracy theory were those that were covering for conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, and that would be the Useful Idiots and the Mockingbird Media. So without further ado, friends, I want to go over and show you this, because in California, the said Democrats, again, unconstitutional, it doesn't matter. It's interesting how we sit back and we allow what we call the good guys, the Republicans, as they're sold to us, sit back and allow the bad guys to get away with what the bad guys do. But the bad guys only get away with what the bad guys get away with is because the good guys, the Republicans, let them do it. See, because you haven't figured out yet that they're two wings to the same bird. But without going into that again, friends, I want you to see this. The California bill was just blocked to increase child trafficking penalties. Why do you think that would be the case? I'm curious. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you, and I want you to see for yourself as to what's going on here.
At the Port of Los Angeles this Wednesday morning, California lawmakers in a public safety committee now blocking a measure that would have classified human trafficking of a minor as a serious felony. None of the six Democrats on that committee were willing to vote on the measure. Our correspondent, John Glasgow.
Okay, so I'm not going to go into detail. I'm just going to let you go ahead and hear what's happening. I want you to hear the penalty for kidnappers according to the Word of God. Because it's pretty severe, but this is, again, what happens when people allow man through a system of indulgence to negate the commandments of God in his statutes. If you want to enjoy freedom, then you must take heed to the commandments of God and his statutes. And if you fail to do that, this is what you get. Okay? This is what you get. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 21, verse 16, "And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death." But what did you just hear the American government say? They just blocked the bill. See, this is what happens. This is why kids are getting ripped off, because they're allowing their government to make void God's commandments. Read Mark 7 as well when you get a moment. Oh, it doesn't stop there. You ready for this one? I highlighted this some time ago, but I want you to just get enough of it to understand why kids are being trafficked in the first place. And we actually have here Piers Morgan talking to Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. And I want you to hear what he has to say as well, friends. Just so you know, again, you're listening to it straight from the horse's mouth. And in this particular case, literally the horse's mouth.
This is a hot potato. This is where people want to know, if you were the president of the United States, how would you feel about kids from, say, 10 to 14? You know, I was thinking you said that you'd think their parents should be involved. It shouldn't be an issue for states and so on. But is that really a sensible way to go? Given all the abuse in this area that we've seen?
No, I think it is. We're having a big argument in our country, too, about parents being excluded from educational choices for their kids. And we as a Republican Party and conservatives say parents should decide their children's educational choices. Well, I don't think the government has any business getting in between a parent and their child in any one of these instances. I believe we should put parents in charge of these decisions when someone is not at the age of majority. And I always thought that that's what conservatives were all about. We wanted parents to be in charge.
But most conservatives are not about that anymore as a mindset.
Well, then they're not conservative.
Well, that's the point,
and that's why I continuously say today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They have lost all meaning and definition to the word conservatism.
No, by the modern yardstick.
That's like saying that now a biological woman isn't a woman.
Hey, folks, so, can I stop right there? Because Chris Christie wants the parents basically out of the way when it comes to these transsexuals, you know, these little kids that are convinced by their teachers that they can be a boy if they want to, if they're a girl, and vice versa. Well, Chris Christie actually wants to get the parents out of the way concerning the mutilation of their kids and their genitalia. Who proposed all of this? I just want to know. Was it the people that proposed this? Because if it was the people that proposed this, they would have been thrown in jail a long time ago. Who's proposing all this? The said representatives are. Hey, folks, they're the ones driving the narrative. They're the ones controlling the narrative because the people allow them to do it. The only reason that we're talking about this in the first place is because it's coming from the top going to the bottom. That's how things happen. It's not how things are supposed to happen. No, we should have law enforcement standing up and arresting every single one of these said representatives that we all the well know don't work for we the people. They should be incarcerated for their crimes, even considering the things that they're proposing. Hey, folks, again, let me remind you, we are ruled by law in this country. We are not ruled by opinion. Okay, and P.S., it was Abraham Lincoln that said, if you want to overthrow the laws, right? He said, just work public opinion. See, but public opinion in the mouth, in the hearts of the people in this country have already spoken out against this whole agenda. No. Are they stopping? Absolutely not. What is it about? Using these groups as a battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. You Americans are under attack by your said representatives. That's what's going on here. Okay? Well, Bradley, that's a pretty broad stroke. Well, isn't it? Yes, it is. So that means that everybody should get their game on and get in this fight, because many people in this country haven't realized that the war has already started. And what incites war? What's the beginning of war? Well, folks, the beginning of every war is what? The removal of the truth. And in this case, the law has been removed, and the laws are still in the books, but somehow or another, nobody wants to enforce those laws. Well, if they don't want to do it, then you, America, who are the government in this country, are the strength of the law, and you must get busy. And if you fail to do it, then you fail to do it. And then you're going to get more of this, okay? It's not stuff I'm making up here. I want to go to the next point here, okay? Concerning what's going on, because this is teeing it up for what I'm going to show you concerning creating a world without you. That's what they'll do, or they want to do, they're attempting to do incrementally. And the problem is, you Americans, and you already know that, George Soros already said the only thing impeding the New World Order are the American people. So guess what's going on? You're being distracted by what's going on in other countries all over the world, but guess who the problem is? You are, and you're the ones that are under attack. You're being distracted by what they're doing through the mainstream media, even deceiving yourselves into believing that it's all going on overseas, but in fact, you're the ones that are receiving the blunt end of these criminal attacks. That's what's happening. That is, in fact, what is happening right now. Now, what I want to do is I want to take it another step, because Disney just stepped in it once again. They're not hiding anything anymore, Americans. They're not hiding anything. They're not denying anything that I'm sharing with you even now. What I'm going to do is, when I come back on the other side of this, I'm coming up against a hard break right now, and I'm going to show you what, in fact, has been going on for decades. And Geraldo, as a matter of fact, I met this guy one time, and boy, oh boy, the arrogance level. He was a pathetic dude, but I am glad that he was out there doing some of the things that he was doing. I'm talking about Geraldo Rivera. And I'm going to show a video concerning kids coming forward concerning the things that they were partaking with their parents. And then that will lead up into the next point I want to make with Disney, who is now blatantly promoting sacrifice. Okay? I'm going to take John from Missouri really quick. John, you got about 30. Oh, you know what, John? Let me take this hard break. I'll pick you up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can check out social media platforms on the left side, top left side, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and BeforeIt'sNews.com. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says Vladimir Putin is at the crossroads in his war in Ukraine.
There is no possibility of him winning the war in Ukraine. He's already lost that war.
Speaking alongside his counterpart in Finland, Biden said he doesn't believe the Russian president could maintain the war for years and will eventually decide it's not in Russia's best interest. A prolonged heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. Phoenix has seen 13 straight days of temperatures of at least 110 degrees. In Las Vegas, temperatures will hit 116 for more than one day. And one of the world's hottest spots, Death Valley, could hit a scorching 130 degrees. The investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House has come to a close as the Secret Service was unable to identify a suspect. Despite examining numerous individuals who entered the West Executive Avenue entrance, the Secret Service could not pinpoint a person of interest. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So I'm going to go ahead and take John from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? We got John? Do we not have John? John from Missouri. John from Missouri.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, John. It's all yours, my friend. Yeah, I'm here. So go for it.
Okay. You know, I just wanted to say, Bradley, thank you once again for, you know, representing our Father in Heaven. And I want to hit on some points real quick. You know, I am serious about running for sheriff, and I know he's wanting me to do it because I keep getting pushed forward. And I have a meeting, a board meeting with the personal property tax people, and I'm going to put them on notice and let them know that they have stolen the sovereignty of every single landowner here in this country. And when I become sheriff, which I will, I'm going to go after every one of them. So I just ask you to pray for my protection. And I think something important, too, that gal who was on that airplane who's seen something that got kicked off, I think somebody needs to get a hold of her before she winds up dead or missing. But, Bradley, I also want to say I'm glad that state fair is at the end of the next month because I would like to bring me and my wife and kids up there and sit there in the booth for a day and volunteer to help out, you know.
Amen.
You know. I appreciate everything you do, and we're supposed to lay down our lives for one another, you know, and I appreciate you all being brothers in Christ and I just want to say praise God and bless the Lord.
Well, John, let's do this. First of all, I appreciate all of that, and it's true. And as far as you wanting to jump on with us at the Minnesota State Fair, do contact the offices if you would, and we can get caught up from there. And again, I totally appreciate the phone call. And you just heard what John was willing to do, folks, lay his life down for the people, and that's exactly what we should all be doing. I mean, as a matter of fact, when you look at the Olstead, those that serve as a sheriff or as a politician or in our military, they're all very similar. They're to stand against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, right? So help me God with their hands raised to God and man. Read Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, 23, because the Lord will hold you to that. He's asking for our prayers, so we need to give him our prayers. And, you know, what came up on the scroll from GCN on my comrades here was they're not representing the people. Of course they're not representing the people. The way that you know that your said representatives are actually representing the people is when they make reference to the law and they magnify the law. Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 8, going to the New Testament, Hebrews 8, 10, and 10, 7, and 8 as well. Romans 3, 31, and Matthew 5, 17 also come to my aid. Folks, it's their job to uphold the law. They don't have any business creating legislation, as they call it, policies that undermine the Constitution. That's what's happening. And what's happened? You've allowed the said right to become the big weakling that does nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they tolerate, called the left. Enough is enough, friends. Enough is enough. If you want to know who's representing the people, they're the ones upholding the law. They're the ones that are under attack, really genuinely under attack for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Okay? Because there is a big difference when it comes to that. Okay, so let's get over to the point that I wanted to make as far as this video goes, because we were talking about several things. But I want you to check this video out by Geraldo Rivera from the early, probably 2000s. I'm guessing, and I just want to ask the question, after you watch this and after you hear this, you tell me if these kids are lying or not, because my opinion stands in affirmative to the fact that they are absolutely not lying in any sense of the word. You ready for this? This is called devil worship. Look at what these kids have heard. And by the way, I'm going to come right behind this video, and I'm going to play another one from Disney, now promoting it in your face, in the light of day, concerning the very things that youth were taught by the mainstream media as conspiracy theorists. Again, no one's hiding this anymore, folks. Check this out.
Exposing Satan's underground.
Look at this.
That's the baby right there.
Right here?
Uh-huh. It came out of her already.
What'd they do to the baby?
Then David took it and kept throwing it against the wall, and he killed the baby up against the wall
when it was born. A little kid identifying this.
These are pictures that can chill a parent's soul. They're a symptom that something dreadful, unspeakable has happened to the child. In this case, it's an 8-year-old boy from Grenada, Mississippi.
They took us in an old caboose. And they had these things they called spangs.
Spangs?
Yes, spangs. They stuck it up my butt.
Who stuck it?
David.
Your dad?
Uh-huh. Ow, did it hurt.
Two doctors have provided medical evidence that from a very early age, this boy has been repeatedly abused. His mother goes further. She claims the sexual abuse happened as part of a satanic ritual.
Do you allege your husband was part of a satanic cult?
I allege that he was the high priest of a satanic cult.
David, the boy's father, has never been formally charged. He's now in hiding. Now, incest is certainly not new, but apparently more and more of it is taking on the dark overtones of Satan.
She talked about there being a Satan, and she said she talked about there being boys that had hurt her.
Listen to what this 5-year-old girl from Orange County, California, told her mother her father did to her.
Daddy was heading the meeting, and he wore a real life baby foot around his neck. She says they each drank the blood.
She said that her daddy had a real live baby's foot hanging around his neck. Okay? This is on primetime television, friends. 20 years ago. They're not hiding this anymore.
And they all hurt me.
And they all hurt me,
she said.
And
how did they hurt you? She spread her legs and pointed to their crotch and says, right here.
And it gets worse. According to his family, this severely traumatized 10-year-old boy. also from Southern California, was allegedly molested by a trusted neighborhood minister as part of an ongoing satanic
which
cult.
Is huge, too.
Jimmy talks about having a gun held to his head, about being shown a skeleton, about having to touch the skeleton. He has drawn pictures of a child being sacrificed. He's talked about animal sacrifices. He's disclosed molestation.
In the very places created to care for children, in nurseries and daycare centers across the nation, there are increasing reports of ritual sexual abuse. The children of McMartin are still filled with lurid stories of their awful experience there.
What did they say the devil would do to you?
They said that if we told that the devil would come and kill our parents, and he said that we wouldn't live to be the age 9.
What were they doing to you?
Molesting me.
What does that mean? What does molesting mean?
Touching us in places we don't want. And then they would, like, threaten us, like, oh, you don't say a word, else we're going to come to your house and kill everybody except for you, and we're going to send
adults
you to the
adults threatening children.
And it would scare us really much.
No region in this country is beyond the reach of the devil worshippers. Even here in the heartland of America, stories of ritual abuse crop up. The children you're about to meet were born into it. They say their parents forced them to witness bloody ritual, and even they say to participate in ritual murder.
Okay, so that's enough for that, friends. It goes on for another 5 minutes. I want to tell you this firsthand experience because it's a fact that they're promoting in the papers, talking about how witchcraft is on the rise in the state of Minnesota in the mainstream media. This just happened over the last 6 to 9 months. So they're again telling you that it's happening here. Should you be afraid of it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Somebody just said on social media platforms, the elitists are all demons. And then I responded with, no, they're allowed to be demons. They're allowed to be demons because the people know what's going on, but they tolerate it. And when you're watching this video, there is no way that you're going to tell me those little kids are lying about it. And there's several of these videos. 60 Minutes even did a great piece over in England. And this was all coming from a little girl and her testimony of how she was a breeder where they would impregnate her as a little girl. And then when she had a baby, they would sacrifice the baby. Well, if you watch the rest of this video that I was just showing you, friends, which I don't have time to share with you, what's interesting to note is these kids talk about how they were made to hold a gun to another kid their age, hold the gun to the head of the kid, and then pull the trigger. So they were actually making them partake in the murder of the children concerning their child sacrifice. Now, the reason I want to go back to what I just said in Minnesota here is the fact that it is happening. There's no doubt about it. It is happening. I have a friend that is in a county probably about an hour away from where I am in the studios even now, and he's an investigator. And I remember telling him that Anoka, Minnesota is supposed to be the witchcraft capital of the United States. I've heard even in the world. Big deal. I'm not moved by that, but I am sharing the information with you that it's pertinent so you understand. And I told him, I said, listen, this is what is in fact going on. And he was kind of being very skeptical of me and what I was telling them. And it's just like, guy, what you see in the movie is what they're telling you that they're a part of. This all began many decades ago. I mean, in the 60s when they came out with Rosemary's Baby, do you think they weren't trying to tell you something? Yeah, they're exposing themselves to you just like they are right now through these transgenders, as they call them, in this whole sodomite movement. They're trying to exhibit to the world through the useful idiots as to who they are. And if people would put two and two together, friends, and draw the dots together, they would understand that they are only an exhibition of what the people that are responsible for that are pulling the strings. Going back to my friend in a county about an hour away from me who is an investigator, I shared with him as to what was going on. And he kind of got a little more interested in it, and I said, have you ever partook? Have you ever seen any of this? Have you ever busted anybody that was a part of the occult? And he said, Bradley, I have never, ever one time ran into it. And what was interesting, about a week and a half later, I get a phone call from my friend that's an investigator. Guess what he told me? He said, Bradley, I picked up my phone. I said, hey, what's up? Said his name. He said, guess what I'm standing in front of right now? I said, what's that? He said, I took my daughter horseback riding, and we came up in the backside of the woods, and there's a bunch of individuals in robes chanting around a fire. He said, Bradley, they look like attorneys. They look like judges. They look like doctors. Well, guess what, friends? They are. That's why nobody believes it. That's why they do it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, that's one thing I gotta say. If you check out Franklin Cover-Up Case by John DeCamp, I'd actually had a conversation with him before he passed. But if you haven't taken the time to read John DeCamp's book, The Franklin Cover-Up Case, do it. It highlights all of this corruption within governments and the pedophiles that are trafficked to the White House and to other senior officials, as they like to be called, including the Pentagon. And how they're extorted. They film these men so they can extort them, so that they'll do their biddings for them. That's what's going on here. That is a fact. During the last segment, I highlighted, well, many things, but I wanted you to see an old report by Geraldo Rivera. And, it's interesting. Nobody can deny that. That was actually filmed in Nebraska where Boys Town came out of. And we've covered that several times on this show concerning the, pedophile rings and how they're stealing kids from these orphanages, and then they're getting them hooked on drugs, the CIA and FBI are, and then they're flying them out to the Washington, D.C., again, to use them, to extort them, so on and so forth. You can go on and see Conspiracy of Silence if you have any questions, because it's the kids telling you exactly what's going on. So now let me go fast forward really quick here, because I want to get to the next video. This is what you're about ready to see is something that Disney just recently promoted. And it's supposed to be airing now on July, hang on one second here, 21st, okay? And here's the headline. This is coming from the Gateway Pundit. And Pure Evil, as it says, latest Disney production is a cartoon about a girl who inherits a ritualistic killing, blood-drinking cult from her father. Folks, it's not about the money, okay? Just so you know, it's not about the money. Because they've lost billions of dollars. All of these individuals that have been pushing this narrative, it's a design to attack everything that we are. Okay? I want you to see a little excerpt from this video so you can see firsthand, and you'll hear this clearly if you're listening to us in one of the 159 cities. But again, this is what's going on. They're blatantly putting this right in your face in an attempt to normalize their crimes. That's what it's about. Okay. Check this out.
The sun is shining. The ghosts are screaming. And I'm still here, despite the fact that last night I witnessed someone get ritualistically murdered by my dad's cult that I just inherited.
Oh, here we go.
What the?
Can you make that up, folks?
I had it all. Mother!
Here.
What's this?
It's a message from your
father. Listen carefully.
It's me, your father! The community of New Utopia is all yours.
Yes, Razor Queen, yes.
I just needed to figure out my place in my dead dad's weird town. I'm walking here.
The great daughter!
Look at this, all these worshippers.
Welcome to New Utopia.
New Utopia. Listen carefully.
Thank you.
Okay, and then it's got the credits.
I'm excited to get to work. Do you need this hammer?
Yeah, just put it between my pegs.
Ooh. Look at this. These are cartoons for kids.
Is this town doing okay?
Then there's a joint they hang out called the Filthy Pickle.
I'll make and then new they utopian enter normal.
Jack
no
their
more
message.
Human sacrifice.
Look at this. I mean, this is insane. You know what? Let me just go back to something I just said to you a couple minutes ago. Somebody just posted that the elites are demons. And I'm here to tell you that they're allowed to be demonic because the people know who they are and they fail to lawfully deal with them. They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. Period. We got to quit blaming other people for what we tolerate. That's ridiculous. It ain't going to work on Judgment Day. And by the way, it's not working out for the kids, is it? Can you imagine if this up-and-coming generation is left to themselves? And they're subjected to all of this, that what they're being inundated with today? Oh, my goodness. As I said yesterday on yesterday's show, we haven't seen anything yet. That's why it needs to stop now. Because it will go out. What one generation tolerates, friends, the next will embrace. Now I want to go over to the next point that I want to make here over the next 5 minutes. Creating a world without you. I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on at the World Economic Forum. What's also going on over in France. And don't think it's not touching you, America, because it's coming for you as well. America is at the seat of all of this. They are the authors of all of that which is taking place. They're just taking down who they can take down now as quickly as possible. Check this out.
The World Economic Forum has been quietly granted backdoor access to billions of cell phones as part of a plot to compile black lists of users who hold politically incorrect views and...
Okay, now for anybody that thinks that will never happen concerning your phone, I'm already here to tell you that Facebook has already done it to us, YouTube has already done it to us, and this has been going on for 5 years now, and the American people still haven't put a stop to the illegalities of their censorship and their suppression of free speech, which is found in the Bill of Rights. It's the First Amendment. Just wanted to make clear.
It's wrong speak. According to a World Economic Forum insider, these blacklists of so-called deplorables will be used to assign social credit scores to people before the social
just
credit
like China.
Is officially rolled out in the next few years.
Just like China.
Klaus Schwab's evil plan is playing out to perfection in France, where WEF puppet Emmanuel Macron has granted the global elite permission to spy on every single French citizen by turning on the camera and microphones of their cell phones without a warrant or any kind of...
They're already capable of doing this.
Before we dive in, subscribe
okay,
to the
guys,
channel.
So just so you know, it's already happening, and what we're going to do
support the channel
is we're going to come right back after he gets done highlighting his own page here. So it's great content.
France for weeks now, with thousands of buildings destroyed, libraries and museums...
People are protesting in France big time.
...raped and murdered across the entire country. French police and the mainstream media can't even keep track of which towns have been totally burned to the ground. The chaos in France is coming to America. If anybody
remember, Klaus Schwab on the right there was praised by Donald Trump. He's the one responsible for this.
By the elites. Klaus Schwab warned us to get ready for an angrier world, and it has now become clear exactly why he wants to rule over a divided society.
We will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increase by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So we have
they're
to
the ones creating all of this chaos. It's lawlessness.
The riots have given Schwab's puppet president Macron the excuse to quietly roll out the most invasive surveillance law ever enacted anywhere outside of George Orwell's worst nightmares. France's WEF penetrated parliament has voted to approve the new clause in the justice reform bill, allowing
notice justice reform. Look at the names again.
A host of smart devices belonging to citizens for up to 6 months for the crime of wrongthink. This is the exact replica of the surveillance apparatus deployed in China to ensure social obedience and deference to the communist central government. This should come as no surprise, as Schwab has been praising the Chinese social credit
score. So is America. They're calling for a new world order, too.
It's a model for the West. A good score brings you benefits, while a low score gets you blacklisted. You can't get a decent job, book tickets, or a hotel room. And your children can't even attend a good school.
This is what's coming if
your
we don't put a stop to it, friends.
At any time.
A good score brings benefits.
This is in China.
People with low scores lose rights. The cinema names and shames people considered untrustworthy, plastering their details, even their addresses, across big screens.
Boy, Mao Zedong only dreamed of this.
Those people have to be condemned. Those people aren't honest, so they have to pay the price.
It's only right to pay your debts. You have to blacklist those that don't.
The Supreme Court has created a blacklist for so-called bad citizens, those whose ratings have dropped to zero. On it are companies, but also 23 million people to date. Among them is this journalist, Liu Hu.
Listen carefully, a journalist.
Close to uncovering corruption among high-profile party members. After being sued for defamation by the subject of a story he'd written, he was blacklisted. He only realized when he tried to buy a train ticket and was told he was banned from traveling.
That tells me I'm still on the blacklist.
Punished because he's been branded untrustworthy by the state.
Once you're blacklisted,
so here you have the devil telling you who can be trusted and who can't be trusted.
Apartment, or even send your children to a private school.
This future is just 2 years away for the citizens of WEF-penetrated France. After this quick break, we'll explain exactly how we know this and what we can do to fight back.
But okay, so folks, you're getting a little taste of this. This goes on for another 5 minutes as well. I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue. I'm just trying to warn you about what's up and coming. And the fact of the matter is it's right in front of your face. This whole plandemic was all bought and paid for, friends. And you've seen who went along with it. That's how far gone many of these people are. They're not people that you can help, by the way. They're people that must be brought to justice. Because justice guards all of our liberties, not just some of our liberties. You just heard this report in China. A journalist started speaking out against the corruption of those in the Chinese government. So what did they do? They put his face out there and they demonized him and taught the public that he cannot be trusted. You have the devil telling you who to trust and who not to trust. This is what happens when a people forsake the word of God. Talking 23, love you by what we do. See ya.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.